Welcome to Storyberries Radio. You can read along with any of our stories, all for free at our website, storyberries.com. Quantum Butterfly by Miro Maître. Have you ever heard of a fantastical butterfly named Sparkle? She is a special type of butterfly called a quantum butterfly. Sparkle lives in a beautiful garden called the Quantum Garden. The first thing to know is that it is very, very tiny. The second thing to know is that it is filled with very, very small objects and space. We can't see any of the Quantum Garden with our naked eye, but it is a wonderful garden all the same. And although the Quantum Garden is in our world with the same rules as our world, some very strange things happen in the Quantum Garden, almost like magic. So touch your nose, turn quantum small, and come learn all about the strange things that can happen to Sparkle in the Quantum Garden. In the Quantum Garden, whenever someone tries to figure out exactly where Sparkle is fluttering or how fast she flies, it is a magical guessing game. This is because, in the Quantum Garden, we can't know both where Sparkle is and how fast she is flying at the same time. This is called quantum uncertainty, and it means we are never sure exactly where Sparkle might fly next. Do you know what else is in the Quantum Garden? Magical whispering flowers. These flowers have a secret connection. When one flower feels a tickle from a mischievous breeze, the other flowers giggle too, even if they are far, far away. It is like they whisper to each other without making a sound. Just like these special flowers, some tiny particles in the quantum world have a secret bond too. They're called entangled particles. Even if they're far apart, they share a secret connection. When one particle wiggles, the other one wiggles. When one particle spins, the other one spins. When one particle jumps, the other one jumps. Each one is always synchronized with the other. Now watch Sparkle flutter amidst the colourful flowers. Something magical is about to happen. Sometimes it seems like Sparkle is in two places at once. She can be hovering near the red petals and the blue ones at the same time. This dance is the same as an incredible dance in the quantum world. Sometimes particles can also be in two places at once. Their special kind of dance is called superposition. It means they act like Sparkle, being here and there at the very same time. It's a magical ballet. Now in our world, when we close a gate, nobody can get through. What do you think happens with closed gates in the Quantum Garden? One day, Sparkle was very curious about what was behind a gate she found. She really wanted to go through it. But it was closed, completely shut. After trying and trying all sort of different ways to get through, Sparkle suddenly managed to do it. It was like magic. She slipped through the solid closed gate, fluttering happily to the other side. How did she do it? It was a secret that not even Sparkle knew. This kind of magic can happen in the quantum world. Sometimes tiny particles do something amazing. They find a secret way through barriers that seem impossible to cross. This sneaky move is called quantum tunneling. Particles wiggle their way through obstacles that should stop them, just like how Sparkle found a secret way through the closed gate. Now behind the gate, Sparkle found something special. She discovered that she could soar across the new garden and create a streak of vibrant colours in the sky. It was like a magical rainbow through the air. She left a trail of shimmering colours behind her. Sparkle's colourful streak was so pretty. Just like this streak, tiny particles in the quantum garden can also sometimes behave like waves. everything in the quantum garden can be seen as either particles or waves. This idea is called wave-particle duality. Wave-particle duality means that sometimes sparkle shimmers with bright colours. At other times, she floats gently, almost invisible, amongst the flowers. She can be different things at different times. In the quantum world, particles can exist in different states, much like sparkle's ever-changing presence in the garden. And then, one lazy afternoon in the quantum garden, as Sparkle danced and played in the air, she discovered something new again. Whenever someone watched her flutter amongst the flowers, her dance changed. This funny magic is the same as something extraordinary in the quantum world. When we observe tiny particles, they can behave differently, just like Sparkle's dance changed whenever someone watched her. It's like particles know when someone is watching them. This is called the observer effect. Some days later, while Sparkle was fluttering about, another strange thing happened in the quantum garden. A little girl was watching her. She thought that Sparkle's dance was puzzling. The butterfly's flight was filled with twists, turns, and surprising loops that seemed to follow no set pattern. Sometimes her dance seemed like a playful game, changing directions in a mysterious, unpredictable way. Much like Sparkle's mystical dance, particles in the quantum world have their own unpredictable moves. We call this quantum fluctuation. They can jitter and zigzag, making unexpected leaps that keep scientists guessing. It's like trying to follow Sparkle's flight, full of delightful surprises and a touch of magic. But more strange things can happen in the quantum garden. Sparkle amazed everyone one day by seemingly appearing in different spots almost instantly. It was as if she hopped from one flower to another without anyone seeing how she got there. Sparkle's magical appearances left everyone in wonder, much like a secret teleportation trick. This wondrous sight is the same as something incredible in the quantum world. Quantum teleportation. Tiny particles can teleport from one place to another, just like Sparkle seemingly leaped from flower to flower. It's a mysterious move that dazzles scientists and seems like a magical leap across space. Would you like to live in the quantum garden? You would certainly never be bored. One breezy morning in the quantum garden, the garden seemed to be in a wonderful disarray. Flowers swayed in different directions, petals twirled in the air, and even Sparkle's flight appeared more unpredictable than usual. It was as if a playful whirlwind had swept through the once serene garden, creating an exciting mess. This lovely chaos in the quantum garden was the same as something that we have in our world. We call it quantum entropy. We use it to measure the disorder in quantum systems, much like the playful disorder that brought an exciting twist to the garden's usual calmness. Quantum entropy is the delightful chaos that keeps things fascinating, just like our own quantum world. Sparkle also likes to experiment with her possibilities as a quantum butterfly. Lately, she figured out that her flight can create mesmerizing ripples in the air. As she flutters around her garden, her delicate wings seem to create breathtaking patterns in the gentle breeze. These patterns intertwine and overlap, forming beautiful shapes that dance around her. This enchanting discovery is called quantum interference. When tiny particles move and interact, they create patterns just like Sparkle's mesmerizing ripples in the garden. They weave and overlap, forming stunning interference patterns, just like Sparkle's graceful dance amongst the flowers. While experimenting, Sparkle then found that something peculiar happened. She fluttered near a mysterious fog, and suddenly her graceful flight seemed to lose its magical charm. Oh no! Her once mesmerizing dance became less enchanting, almost as if her magical sparkle faded away. This mysterious change is similar to an event called quantum decoherence. Sometimes, when particles interact with the environment, they lose their quantum properties, much like Sparkle's dance lost its magic near the mysterious fog. It's as if the fog stole Sparkle's enchantment. Thankfully, Sparkle's magic was back the next night, and by the light of the crescent moon, the garden was abuzz with excitement. Sparkle stumbled upon a fascinating contraption that hummed with mysterious energy. It seemed to sparkle with a special kind of magic. Whenever she fluttered near, the contraption twinkled in response, almost as if it understood her in a way that no one else did. It was a magical machine that uses the powers of quantum mechanics. With the powers of Sparkle and her quantum mechanics, a computer can solve mind-boggling problems in the blink of an eye. It's a wondrous invention that twinkles with possibilities. And then, as Sparkle gazed around her quantum garden, she noticed, far away, a group of giant curious scientists. They were using amazing devices, trying to find out more information on the mysteries of the quantum world. They whispered excitedly about the mysteries they hoped to unlock, discussing how the secrets of the quantum world could change the future for the better. In this moment, Sparkle realized that much like the curious scientists, she too was on an endless quest for discovery, exploring the enchanting mysteries of the quantum world. She decided that she wanted to keep experimenting in her quantum garden to know everything there is to know about quantum mechanics. Would you like to, too? The end. Thank you for reading with Storyberries.com. Free stories for kids.